Well, they'd use a mop, a homemade mop. Not to call it a mop. Well, to take a handle, well, you could take a some kind of a limb, you know, a pole, and make a handle. And then there'd be a piece of wood, I'd say on average, just about that long. Well, they'd be, take a bit and make holes in it. And then, of course, they had to fasten it on the piece on the handle and make those holes. Well, they would put chucks in there, you know, and that made a mop.
You could
mop the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And it saved your broom. You could use your broom, but...
Where did you keep the broom?
Well, we keep it behind the door. At daytime, we didn't have a broom closet. Uh-huh. And I still don't have a broom closet. My back porch catches things now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how did your mother refer to keeping the house clean? If she said to you, now you do what?
She said, well, clean up the house. Do it while I'm doing this. Or something else, you know. Uh-huh. Usually she'd take... Well, she had us, my niece and me, she raised her granddaughter. She had us washing dishes when we weren't very deep. Then wash the dishes and dry them. Then my sister was grown, and she would make the bed. She could make a bed to suit herself, you know, when we could. She'd do a better job of them. And she'd sweep the floor and dust. And she bought her a center table and found her bought her a dresser. I don't know. People just progressed pretty slowly, I can tell you. We didn't have enough money to do very much with.
You were telling me about the lye soap. Did you do the washing outside with the pot?
Yes.
There.
We'd have a bench or something and set the tub on the bench. And use a washboard, red board, you've seen them?
Mm-hmm.
And would wash the, rub the white clothes in the first water, you know, clean water, and then put them in clean cold water in this big kettle we had, and put lye soap in there. And sometimes I have used a little kerosene, you know, it'll bleach, you know, help and whiten your sheets and pillow slips. And so then we boil the white clothes. Then rub the colored clothes in the water that we had used to rub the white clothes in and rub them. If they weren't too dirty, we could rinse them and hang them out. And if they were, we waited till we took the white clothes out of the kettle. They were hot, you know, put them in cold water and cool it down and rinse them and hang them out. And then wash the colored clothes through another water and rinse them if they needed it. And some of them did, work clothes did now. Talk about, well, my daughter's talking about, says, well, I've seen Mama stand and rub on an old shirt sleeve. She'd seen it for her life for 30 minutes. Of course, it wasn't nearly that long, but now it really was a job.
Uh-huh. Because there's supposed to be a lot of, if you worked out, you'd be in a lot of mud and things, wouldn't you?
Sir.
People would get into, if they worked in the farm, they would be bound to get dirty.
Oh, yes, very dirty. Uh-huh. Sweating, you know, in the summertime working.
Uh-huh.
We certainly did.
Mm-hmm. And
I never owned but one washing machine, and my daughter gave it to me. And I didn't have water at that time. And after my husband passed away, well, of course we both worked at it, carrying water, putting. So I sold it a year or two ago. Well, there wasn't anything running about it, but the motor had a good motor, but the wringer wasn't in the account, or at least it wasn't working. And both of them now they both have automatic washers, and they wash my clothes, my bed clothes mainly for me, sheets and pillow slips and things like that. For some of my clothes, my dresses, I prefer washing them by hand. You know, the machine, I think it does a little something to them that, for a better dress. Now, like this is what you call double knit. Oh, I'm really, everybody's sold on it, believe you me. It's so easy, you know, to keep clean. And my daughter, both of them, they say they throw their double knit dresses in the washing machine. And well, I notice most of my neighbors say they do too. Well, until I got this one, all kind of worn out, you know, where it didn't look good enough to wear it for Sunday. Well, I washed mine in the hand. I still prefer to. Mm-hmm. And if I put them in when they're washing, they're so pretty and all, everything you got in there. So some of the dresses I reserved, they never lived. But if I put them in, they put them in the washing machine.
It's kind of hard on them, I suppose.
I think it is. I think it is.
What the...